John LaSalle is an insect taxonomist whose research career has covered the taxonomy and biology of parasitic wasps and their importance to biological control, sustainable agriculture, and maintaining ecological balance in ecosystems. John is also the director of the Atlas of Living Australia, which contains information on all the known species in Australia, which is aggregated from a wide range of data providers, such as museums, community groups, individuals, and universities. Director of the Atlas of Living Australia. What does that involve?
Well, the Atlas of Living Australia is a pretty big project funded by the federal government. It's a national collaborative project that uses world-leading information management technology to really change the way we manage biodiversity information in Australia. So we're trying to help to ensure that the future generations will be able to enjoy and benefit from Australia's remarkable biodiversity in the way that we do. My role as director is, it's a bit like riding on a bus that's already moving very well. I've been with the Atlas for about 6 months, and a lot of the direction's been set, and it's just keeping us steady and helping to supply a little bit of vision and looking for some future funding.
Wonderful. So how do people use the Atlas? What do they do?
Well, there's a variety of ways that you can use the Atlas. Perhaps the simplest is if you're interested in finding out something about a species that lives near you or something, you could just go to the Atlas at www.ala.org.au. Mm-hmm. Go to the Atlas, type in a species name, and it'll bring up an information sheet on that species, tell you where it lives, give you some pictures of it. Insects are just a small part of what's treated in the Atlas, but I think to give some background, I am an entomologist by training and was director of the Australian National Insect Collection for 10 years before I came over to the Atlas.
Yeah.
So I've got a lot of background in insects, and there are people that have perhaps some abnormal fear of insects, but there's a lot of good insects out there too. For every bad one you can name, you can find one that does something quite good in the environment. And actually, a lot of insects help keep ecosystems going by supplying some important benefits to ecosystems.
So how did you come to study insects?
I got interested in insects at a very, very young age.
Yeah?
About 5 or 6.
Cool.
And I was not from a privileged family, but certainly fortunate in having parents that were willing to tolerate and even encourage weird hobbies like collecting insects. And my dad made insect nets out of old coat hangers and broom handles, and my mom sewed nets. And I started collecting insects at a very early age. It's a childhood interest that has stayed with me for my entire life.
Now, excuse me for asking, but that's not an Australian accent that you have. So where are you from?
I'm from California, born and raised.
Oh.
And if any of you watch Big Bang Theory on TV, that's my hometown.
Oh, wow. Oh, fabulous. So that's great. Good link to science there.
Exactly.
Brilliant. You're going to be presenting at Science Rewired on digital citizen science programs. What can we expect when we attend?
Well, the Atlas is exploring ways that we can engage more and more with citizens and community in terms of science and in terms of what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a couple of ways of engaging with citizens and engaging with citizen scientists. The one that a lot of people promote, but I really, myself, I'm not that high on, is the idea of we can encourage people to contribute records, which we do, to do a lot of things for us and contribute data that we use. These are all good things, but what I would really like to see is us working towards models where we are then giving things back to the people that are contributing to us.
Ah.
Skilling up the citizen scientists, skilling up the people in the communities that want to learn more and be engaged more than at the lowest technical level. This is what I'd really like to see, is a iterative process where each contributing to the other.
Brilliant. Oh, that'd be fascinating. And so lots of opportunities to talk to people and how we can improve the interaction between the public and science.
Yeah. And we already have anyone who sees anything in Australia, you already have the ability to go into the Atlas and record the sighting.
Mm.
We have mobile apps that you can download either for iPhones or for Androids. go in, you can download them and start exploring what lives around you. One of the neat things you can do in the Atlas is just go into it, type in your address, and you'll get a ring that shows you all the species that live within 5 kilometers of your house or 10 kilometers. So it gives you an idea of what lives near you.
Brilliant. Oh, I can finally identify the bandicoot that sits on my front lawn. That's great.
There you go.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for talking to me, John.
My pleasure.